As we head into Chili Fest weekend in Port Huron, and true to its name, it is very chilly out there. It will be for the weekend. Natalie Watson is the director of the Downtown Development Authority. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Paul.
Who on your committee is in charge of weather?
Oh, you know what? That person really flaked out on me, so I'm not going to name them.
Now, last year, if I remember right, it was like too warm for Chili Fest.
It really was. All of our sculptures melted within a couple of hours.
So it's cold out there, but you know that's what winter in Michigan is for. You wear your hat and your gloves, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. And our tent is heated, so you know if you really
and
hate
it's
the
big,
cold,
by the way. If people are thinking, well, I don't want to huddle around in a tent with a bunch of people. You know, if you've been to an event where they have a beer tent and it's tiny and nobody wants to be in there, this is huge.
It is huge. It's a 60 by 120, so it is very large and very warm. Cold beer, live music, hot chili.
There you go.
Well,
you just sold it right there.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be there for that? Now, things kick off tonight with Your Generation, right?
Yes. Yep. So we kick off tonight with Your Generation at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. Tonight is 21 and up exclusively. There's a $3 cover charge. So it's kind of just like the adult party tonight. Your Generation is an awesome band.
I feel like if we hadn't had Your Generation here when they were sort of up and coming, I don't know we'd be able to get them now, but they love coming here, don't they?
They do. They do. They love Port Huron. Our audience is so awesome to them. They're so responsive, and they just love us. So they keep coming back, thankfully.
I mean, they play in Las Vegas regularly. They tour nationally. I mean, they're a huge party band.
They are. They're phenomenal, and they cover all decades of music. It's incredible.
Yeah, they are cool. So tonight's a great night to check them out. And then tomorrow, you got stuff going on all day.
Oh, yes, all day long. And tomorrow is not just for the adults. It's for, families, the little ones, everybody. So tomorrow we kick off at noon. And the tent opens at noon with the chili cook-off, which I'm really excited about. That's noon to 3 p.m. It is $5 to sample all of the chilies. And then at the end, you pick your favorite, and we're going to crown a new winner.
There you go. Or maybe recrown the winner. We talked to Mike Taylor yesterday about his chili that he does.
Yeah, he came out really strong last year. Yeah. Tio Gordo's won the judges and the people's choice. So
he says he wants to retain that crown.
He's got some stiff competition this year, though. We have 9 local restaurants, and so they are going to bring all their original recipes, and
cool,
we'll kind of see what we get.
Good. What time do the bed races start?
The bed races start at 3 p.m. on Superior Mall, and so that is the street that is right behind Chef Shell's, Sperry's Movie House. So it's right next to the tent as well.
Okay. You mentioned stuff for the kids, indoors and outdoors too.
Yes. So we have lots of kids' activities. So we have free horse-drawn carriage rides that are going to start at noon on Saturday as well. And those take place on McMorran Boulevard. So you just line up, hop on, and the carriage will take you down McMorran Boulevard in front of the library. You'll loop back. So if you want to do that, dress warm. We also have entertainment on the McMorran stage. So we have the HPAC Starlights that are going to be dancing. They start actually at 11:45 in the morning. They're a really great, talented group of kids. So that'll be really fun to see. After that, we have Mark from Animal Magic, which I'm very excited about. He does a very fun show with lots of exotic animals. He travels with a sloth. It's the oldest traveling sloth, I guess, in the country. Fun fact.
Nice.
So I'm very excited to meet that. But he'll have lots of fun animals. It's fun. It's informative. The kids will really love it. I mean, the adults will, too.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So after that, at 3:30, we are going to screen the movie Smallfoot about a Yeti. It's an animated film. Supposed to be very cute, so that's free as well. And then down in the McMorran Lounge, we have tons of activities and crafts for the kids, and that's put on by the Recreation Department. So they are down there from noon until 2:30.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have like Paul Mitchell School, they'll do hair stuff. We have a snowy pine cone craft. Lots of little fun things.
Fun
balloon
stuff.
Animals, yeah.
Well, don't be a sloth. Come and meet a sloth,
yes,
right? Yeah,
yes,
get out
exactly.
of the house. As It's not going to be snowy like it was last weekend. Roads are going to be fine.
Right.
Get out of your house. Come and enjoy Chili Fest this weekend. If people want more information, do you have a website where they can go?
We do, yes. It's www.chilifest.org. So that lists everything.
Chili with a Y, by the way.
Yes, chili with a Y. Chilly.
Think weather, not food.
Yes, yep. So that will list all the activities we have going. It'll list the restaurants we have. the music lineup as well for Saturday. We've got some great bands Saturday. Yeah, so, yeah.
Did I see the Gobies are playing tomorrow
night? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, awesome. They are. Yep, the Gobies are back. From 12 to 3 tomorrow, we have 10 Beach Drive. So that'll be really fun. We have Ian Smith and company. We have Paul Shonk, and then the Gobies. They're going to close us out.
Fun stuff. Starts tonight and continues all day tomorrow. Natalie, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Happy Chili Fest.